Patient's name is Christy Strader. First name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. Last name S-T-R-A-D-E-R. Date of birth is 9/7/1966. Date of service is 3/4/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 55-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of cough, not able to catch her breath, bilateral ears still clogged up. Patient was seen back in January, diagnosed with bilateral viral pneumonia, status post COVID positive. She was encouraged to go to the emergency room at that time to have a rollout for PE. However, she did not go. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, denies surgical history, lung abscess, social history, denies drugs, ETOH, admits to smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 121 over 82, heart rate 97, respiratory rate 20, temp 98.5, O2 is 95%, and she weighs 193.8 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes moist, pupils pearl, bilateral tympanic, membranes intact with no erythema, and no erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations are even, unlabored. She does have bilateral crackles worse than the right lower lobe. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, CHF exacerbation, and number 2. Shortness of breath. Patient did have a 2-view chest x-ray in the office, which is consistent with a CHF exacerbation, including her bilateral crackles. We will give the patient a shot of Decadron and Rocephin here in the office, which she agrees to, and then we'll give her a prescription for azithromycin and steroids since she did not go to the emergency room last week last month. We want to make sure that she does get treatment. We did encourage the patient to go to the emergency room today to have another chest x-ray to be read by a radiologist and possible IV Lasix. Patient states that she does have some errands to run and then she will go. We did give her an order to go to the emergency room. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she is welcome to come back to our clinic for reevaluation. She does agree with this plan of care and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.